The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's Sunday, the Lord's Day, a day of rest. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Sunday, May 8th, 2022, the fourth Sunday of Easter. In the Missal, this is liturgical year C, cycle 2. Sunday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. In today's Gospel, we experience Jesus as the Good Shepherd who cares for his flock. If we remain in the presence of our Good Shepherd and faithfully imitate him by following his example, we will then serve God as God wills and be a good shepherd to ourselves as well as to others. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Oh Jesus, I come before you at the beginning of this day. I gaze at your face. I look upon your side pierced by the lance. Your wounded heart speaks to me of God's love poured out for us. Take, Lord, and receive my heart. The words of faith that I speak, the works of justice I would do, my joys and sufferings. When I come to the Eucharistic table, gather my offerings to your own for the life of the world. At the end of the day, place me with Mary, your mother, and for her sake, take me to your heart. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for all young people called to live life to the fullest. May they see in Mary's life the way to listen, the depth of discernment, the courage that faith generates, and the dedication to service. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today is often called Good Shepherd Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Easter, because the liturgy of the Mass is all about you, Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, with a capital G and a capital S. You are the ultimate Good Shepherd, and your goodness is expressed, I suppose, above all, in the communion antiphon, where we read, "The good shepherd has risen, who laid down his life for his sheep, and willingly died for his flock. Alleluia." Jesus, there are so many aspects of your personality that we could pray about and think about. But today, the Church invites us to look on you and listen to you as the Good Shepherd. And you are really, really good. We might say madly good, crazy good, because you lay down your life for the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. We may know shepherds, friends of ours might be shepherds, and we know that they're willing to suffer for their sheep. They might lose sleep, they might be out in the rain looking after their sheep or defending their sheep from robbers or from other animals. But who is going to die for their sheep? What kind of a shepherd dies for their sheep? This is crazy, Jesus. This goes beyond our human categories. And indeed, when it comes to the work of salvation, to what you, Jesus, have done and do for us, you infinitely surpass our human horizons, our expectations. We could say, the gospel is almost too good to be true. But it is true. But it almost seems too good to be true because your love for us is so immense and so beyond anything that we could ever hope for. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. It's interesting in the epistles of St. Paul, excuse me, of St. John. St. John defines love precisely in terms of the self-giving of God in Christ. In this we know love, not that we loved God, but that he gave his Son to be the expiation for our sins. So what defines love is your self-giving, your oblation, your sacrifice for us, Lord. That's why, I suppose, the greatest lesson in love for us always is to spend time before the crucifix. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd, and you lay down your life for the sheep. This may remind us, too, of the parable of the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan who takes care of a man who, in theory, should be his enemy, who binds up his wounds and pours oil on them, and then pays 2 days' wages so that the victim of the attack might be looked after in a local inn. The Good Samaritan gives generously. But ultimately, Lord Jesus, you are the Good Samaritan. And you don't just give money or time or affection, good and all as those things are. You give your very self. You give your life. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. That's what you do on the cross. And today, on the fourth Sunday of Easter, we celebrate the resurrection of the Good Shepherd. In our lives too, we know that as Christians, we are called to be the presence of the Good Shepherd for other people, to give a helping hand, to do what we can to save and to love others in different ways. And how can we be a good shepherd for others? There are many, many ways, of course, but perhaps one way, a simple way and a very powerful way, is to pray for people. To pray for people, the prayer of intercession. Pope Francis, in his exhortation on the apostolate, on evangelization, called The Joy of the Gospel from 2013, he says, one form of prayer moves us particularly to take up the task of evangelization and to seek the good of others. It is the prayer of intercession. And to intercede for somebody is to pray for somebody, to offer some prayer for somebody, to offer an hour of work for somebody, or a decade of the rosary, or a Hail Mary, or even a movement of our heart for a person. That is intercession. That is living love, you might say. And it's very powerful. We could think of that film, Hacksaw Ridge, from 2016, a biographical war film about the experiences of Desmond Doss, an American combat medic, who was subsequently awarded the Medal of Honor by President Truman. And the film is all about what he did at the ferocious Battle of Okinawa, where one by one he saved injured comrades who were caught up on the top of a steep slope along, you know, a tall cliff called Hacksaw Ridge. And he somehow got himself up to the ridge and got his comrades down one by one and saved them. He saved around 75 soldiers. This man, Desmond Doss, died in 2006 at the age of 87. But it's a very dramatic film, very heroic, very inspiring. But spiritually speaking, we are called to look out for one another, to rescue one another, to be the good shepherd for one another. And we can do this by prayer, by interceding. And here we have great example from the saints. In fact, Pope Francis, in that same exhortation, says, the great saints have been great intercessors. There is that well-documented story of the murderer Pranzini, who killed three people in Paris and was put to death, was executed in 1887. But prior to his execution, he constantly pleaded his innocence and said he hadn't done it. And Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, at that time a very young girl, she was really keen to help him, to intercede for him, that this man would be reconciled with God before he died, before he was executed. And she had no contact with him whatsoever. From a distance, from Lisieux, she was praying for him all the time. And just before he was executed, he asked for the crucifix from the chaplain who was standing by in the prison. And he kissed our Lord's wounds three times. And when this was reported subsequently in the press, Saint Thérèse was convinced that this was a fruit of intercession, of prayer for him, that she, in a sense, had adopted him as somebody she wanted to help, to save. She was, if you like, the good shepherd for him. We can be good shepherds for one another in many ways, but one very powerful way is the prayer of intercession, of praying for one another, praying for our loved ones, praying for people we know, praying for people we don't know. We ask you, Jesus, our good shepherd, we ask you through the intercession of Our Lady, that we may be good shepherds to one another, that we would receive your love, your salvation, and that we would gladly seek to share that love and that salvation with others. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. 12 and a half past the hour, let's pray with the whole church. We join the whole church now as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The stone was rolled back from the entrance to the tomb. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
The stone was rolled back from the entrance to the tomb. Alleluia.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is He who set it on the seas, on the waters He made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia.
The stone was rolled back from the entrance to the tomb. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Woman, who is it you are looking for? Why do you seek the living among the dead? Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Woman, who is it you are looking for?
Why do you seek the living among the dead?
Alleluia.
Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. O sing to the glory of his name. O render him glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous your deeds. Because of the greatness of your strength, your enemies cringe before you. Before you all the earth shall bow, shall sing to you, sing to your name. Come and see the works of God, tremendous his deeds among men. He turned the sea into dry land, they passed through the river dry shod. Let our joy then be in him, he rules forever by his might. His eyes keep watch over the nations, let rebels not rise against him. O peoples, bless our God, let the voice of his praise resound, of the God who gave life to our souls and kept our feet from stumbling. For you, O God, have tested us, You have tried us as silver is tried. You led us, God, into the snare. You laid a heavy burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. But then you brought us relief. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Woman, who is it you are looking for? Why do you seek the living among the dead? Alleluia.
Alleluia. Do not weep, Mary. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Do not weep, Mary. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Burnt offering I bring to your house. To you I will pay my vows, the vows which my lips have uttered, which my mouth spoke in my distress. I will offer burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of burning rams. I will offer bullocks and goats. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. To him I cried aloud, with high praise ready on my tongue. If there had been evil in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has heeded the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who did not reject my prayer, nor withhold his love from me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Do not weep, Mary. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia.
My whole body rejoices. Alleluia.
With all my strength, I will praise my God. Alleluia.
From the Book of Revelation. A great sign appeared in the sky. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. Because she was with child, she wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge dragon, flaming red, with 7 heads and 10 horns. On his heads were 7 diadems. His tail swept a third of the stars from the sky and hurled them down to earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth, ready to devour her child when it should be born. She gave birth to a son, a boy destined to shepherd all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and to his throne. The woman herself fled into the desert, where a special place had been prepared for her by God. There she was taken care of for 1,260 days. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels battled against the dragon. Although the dragon and his angels fought back, they were overpowered and lost their place in heaven. The huge dragon, the ancient serpent, known as the devil or Satan, the seducer of the whole world, was driven out. He was hurled down to earth and his minions with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. But woe to you, earth and sea, for the devil has come down upon you. His fury knows no limits, for he knows his time is short.
When the dragon saw that he had been cast down to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the boy. But the woman was given the wings of a gigantic eagle so that she could fly off to her place in the desert, where, far from the serpent, she could be taken care of for a year and for 2.5 years more. The serpent, however, spewed a torrent of water out of his mouth to search out the woman and sweep her away. The earth then came to the woman's rescue by opening its mouth and swallowing the flood which the dragon spewed out of his mouth. Enraged at her escape, the dragon went off to make war on the rest of her offspring, on those who keep God's commandments and give witness to Jesus. He took up his position by the shore of the sea. Through the blood of the Lamb and the witness of their martyrdom, they have conquered. Their love for life did not deter them from death.
So let the heavens rejoice, and all who dwell therein. Alleluia.
You have suffered for a little while, but under God's covenant, you have gained eternal life.
So let the heavens rejoice, and all who dwell therein. Alleluia.
From a homily on the Gospels by St. Gregory the Great, Pope. I am the good shepherd, I know my own. By which I mean, I love them, and my own know me. In plain words, those who love me are willing to follow me, for anyone who does not love the truth has not yet come to know it. My dear brethren, you have heard the test we pastors have to undergo. Turn now to consider how these words of our Lord imply a test for yourselves also. Ask yourselves whether you belong to his flock, whether you know him, whether the light of his truth shines in your minds. I assure you that it is not by faith that you will come to know him, but by love. Not by mere conviction, but by action. John the Evangelist is my authority for this statement. He tells us that anyone who claims to know God without keeping his commandments is a liar. Consequently, the Lord immediately adds, as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. Clearly, he means that laying down his life for his sheep gives evidence of his knowledge of the Father and the Father's knowledge of him. In other words, by the love with which he dies for his sheep, he shows how greatly he loves his Father. Again he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, they follow me, and I give them eternal life. Shortly before this, he had declared, if anyone enters the sheepfold through me, he shall be saved. He shall go freely in and out and shall find good pasture. He will enter into a life of faith. From faith, he will go out to vision, from belief to contemplation, and will graze in the good pastures of everlasting life. So our Lord's sheep will finally reach their grazing ground, where all who follow him in simplicity of heart will feed on the green pastures of eternity. These pastures are the spiritual joys of heaven. There the elect look upon the face of God with unclouded vision and feast at the banquet of life forevermore. Beloved brothers, let us set out for these pastures where we shall keep joyful festival with so many of our fellow citizens. May the thought of their happiness urge us on. Let us stir up our hearts, rekindle our faith, and long eagerly for what heaven has in store for us. To love thus is to be already on our way. No matter what obstacles we encounter, we must not allow them to turn us aside from the joy of that heavenly feast. Anyone who is determined to reach his destination is not deterred by the roughness of the road that leads to it. Nor must we allow the charm of success to seduce us, or we shall be like a foolish traveler who is distracted by the pleasant meadows through which he is passing, that he forgets where he is going. The good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep has risen from the dead.
For the sake of the flock, he willingly suffered death. Alleluia.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed.
For the sake of the flock, he willingly suffered death. Alleluia.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God,
Lead us to a share in the joys of heaven, so that the humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Twenty-five minutes before the hour on Sunday, May 8th, 2022, the fourth Sunday of Easter, I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. This is often called Good Shepherd Sunday, and here's why. Today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, is from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are right there on the Relevant Radio app. 24 minutes before the hour, let's pray now with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I shall not die, but live, and proclaim the works of the Lord. Alleluia.
I shall not die, but live, and proclaim the works of the Lord. Alleluia.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
I shall not die, but live, and proclaim the works of the Lord. Alleluia.
Let the sons of Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the sons of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever.
I shall not die, but live, and proclaim the works of the Lord. Alleluia.
I called to the Lord in my distress. He answered and freed me. The Lord is at my side. I do not fear. What can man do against me? The Lord is at my side as my helper. I shall look down on my foes.
I shall not die, but live, and proclaim the works of the Lord. Alleluia.
It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in men. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes.
I shall not die, but live, and proclaim the works of the Lord. Alleluia.
The nations all encompassed me. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about like bees. They blazed like a fire among thorns. In the Lord's name I crushed them.
I shall not die but live and proclaim the works of the Lord. Alleluia.
I was hard-pressed and was falling, but the Lord came to help me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He is my Savior. There are shouts of joy and victory in the tents of the just.
I shall not die but live and proclaim the works of the Lord. Alleluia.
The Lord's right hand has triumphed. His right hand raised me. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. I shall not die. I shall live and recount his deeds. I was punished. I was punished by the Lord, but not doomed to die.
I shall not die but live and proclaim the works of the Lord. Alleluia.
Open me to the gates of holiness. I will enter and give thanks. This is the Lord's own gate where the just may enter. I will thank you for you have answered, and you are my Savior.
I shall not die but live and proclaim the works of the Lord. Alleluia.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad.
I shall not die but live and proclaim the works of the Lord. Alleluia.
O Lord, grant us salvation. O Lord, grant success. Blessed in the name of the Lord is he who comes. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord God is our light.
I shall not die but live and proclaim the works of the Lord. Alleluia.
Go forward in procession with branches even to the altar. You are my God, I thank you. My God, I praise you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
I shall not die but live and proclaim the works of the Lord. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you have given us the great day of rejoicing. Jesus Christ, the stone rejected by the builders, has become the cornerstone of the church, our spiritual home. Shed upon your church the rays of your glory, that it may be seen as the gate of salvation open to all nations. Let cries of joy and exultation ring out from its tents to celebrate the wonder of Christ's resurrection.
I shall not die but live and proclaim the works of the Lord. Alleluia.
Blessed be you.
Blessed be your holy and glorious name, O Lord. Alleluia.
Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
Blessed be your holy and glorious name, O Lord. Alleluia.
And blessed is your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and exalted above all for all ages.
Blessed be your holy and glorious name, O Lord. Alleluia.
Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and glorious above all forever.
Blessed be your holy and glorious name, O Lord. Alleluia.
Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
Blessed be your holy and glorious name, O Lord. Alleluia.
Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
Blessed be your holy and glorious name, O Lord. Alleluia.
Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious forever.
Blessed be your holy and glorious name, O Lord. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Blessed be your holy and glorious name, O Lord. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed be your holy and glorious name, O Lord. Alleluia.
Give honor and praise to our God. All that he does is perfect, and all his ways are true. Alleluia.
Give honor and praise to our God. All that he does is perfect, and all his ways are true. Alleluia.
Praise God in his holy place. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his powerful deeds. Praise his surpassing greatness.
Give honor and praise to our God. All that he does is perfect, and all his ways are true. Alleluia.
Oh, praise him with sound of trumpet. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipes.
Give honor and praise to our God. All that
he does is perfect, and all his ways are true. Alleluia.
Oh, praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with clashing of cymbals. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to the Lord.
Give honor and praise to our God. All that he does is perfect, and all his ways are true. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, and of all created things, you make your just ones holy, and you justify sinners who confess your name. Hear us as we humbly pray to you. Give us eternal joy with your saints.
Give honor and praise to our God. All that he does is perfect, and all his ways are true. Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. God raised up Jesus on the third day and granted that he be seen, not by all, but only by such witnesses as had been chosen beforehand by God, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and to bear witness that he is the one set apart by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets testify, saying that everyone who believes in him has forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Alleluia, alleluia.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Alleluia, alleluia.
You have risen from the dead.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Alleluia, alleluia.
I am the shepherd of the sheep. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation.
tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am the shepherd of the sheep. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Alleluia.
Let us pray. God, the Almighty Father, raised Jesus as the firstborn from the dead and made him our Savior. Let us call upon him, saying,
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son.
All Holy Father, you brought your beloved Son Jesus from the darkness of death into the splendor of your glory.
Bring us also into your marvelous light.
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son.
You have given us faith to save us.
May we live today by the faith of our baptism.
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son.
You command us to seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at your right hand.
Do not let us be deceived by the allurements of sin.
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son.
May our life, hidden with Christ in you, our Father, shine before the world,
foreshadowing a new heaven and a new earth.
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son.
And now let us offer the intentions of our own hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son.
Let us make our prayers and praise complete by offering the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty, ever-living God, lead us to a share in the joys of heaven, so that the humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
You know what I always say on Sunday, don't pass up the opportunity to go to Holy Mass today and receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Sunday edition of Morning Air is coming right up. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out, make it a great and holy day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the Dramatized Audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.